Former Vermont governor and one-time presidential hopeful Howard Dean is the latest Democrat to endorse Grossman in this year's Massachusetts gubernatorial race. During a conference call with reporters, Dean praised Grossman as a great force for progressive leadership in the Democratic Party. He singled out Grossman's commitment to economic fairness through his support for legislation to raise the minimum wage and require paid sick leave.
I think he would be a fantastic governor. I would not call Steve Grossman flashy. I would just call him incredibly steady, incredibly smart, and incredibly able to get the job done. This is going to be a governorship of substance over style, and that, I think, is very much what people in Massachusetts are looking for.
Dean also praised Grossman's record as state treasurer, saying he had saved state taxpayers money and made government more transparent by putting the state's checkbook online.
Through the Small Business Banking Partnership, he has created a number of jobs, which is really a record for a treasurer that's pretty extraordinary, because it's not an office that you can do those kinds of things with easily unless you're really determined to do it. And if there's any adjective that or quality that describes Steve Grossman, it's determination.
Dean said what sets Grossman apart from the other Democratic candidates for governor is Grossman's experience as an executive running his own business.
He has the mind of an executive. That is, he looks at the facts, makes a decision. Sometimes you have to make a decision when you're governor without all the facts, even though you wish you could have more facts, and doesn't hesitate when something has to be done. So I think the having an executive mindset makes a big difference, and I think Steve's got one.
Grossman, who, like Dean, was once chairman of the National Democratic Party, said he was deeply grateful for the endorsement.
Your philosophy and my philosophy are identical, competing everywhere, building an army of activists, because that's how you not only win campaigns, but more than that, that's how you change lives.
Dean's endorsement of Grossman comes ahead of the Democratic caucuses that will be held across the state from February 8th through March 2nd. Party activists, who tend to be more progressive than the electorate as a whole, will caucus and elect delegates to the state convention in June. Other Democrats running for governor in Massachusetts are Attorney General Martha Coakley, Don Berwick, the former administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid, former Homeland Security official Juliet Kayyem, and Joe Avalone, a biotech company executive. Grossman also nailed down an endorsement from the mayor of the state's third largest city. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno had signaled last fall that he would throw his support behind Grossman. Sarno made it official last Friday when he and Grossman were interviewed at the offices of the Republican newspaper in Springfield. In a portion of the interview recorded and posted on Mass Live, Sarno said he believed a Grossman governorship would be beneficial to Springfield. Sarno praised Grossman for keeping a pledge to secure state funding so that two schools damaged in the June 1, 2011 tornado could be rebuilt without costing Springfield taxpayers any money.
He said, "I'm going to work hard to make Springfield whole."
Grossman has also been endorsed by longtime Hampden County Sheriff Mike Ash. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.